Very good. We'll call the engineering committee meeting to order and can we take the vote?
Sure. Committee Chair Director Ross.
Here.
Director Tanum.
Here.
Director Saldana. Director Towns.
Here.
And Chair Wolf.
Here.
You have a quorum?
Thank you. With that, the first action.
Is Director Ross?
He will be here.
I will.
He's here.
I can substitute him in for me on this committee.
That's perfect.
You're talking about the big quorum, okay. I think he was in front of your partner.
He's on the phone in across the hall.
No, he's on another phone.
He'll be here momentarily.
Okay, I apologize.
Okay. So the first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of the December 16th meeting that Director Towns effectively chaired. Is there a motion to approve this?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made in second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. And we'll move on to the next item. Christie, you're going to talk about the Balmoral care change in the government agreement.
I appreciate, yes. We're actually going to do a short presentation because this interchange that we are proposing is a little bit different from the way we would have typically taken on interchanges in community partnerships. But as you know, the tollway in Rosemont have been working on an agreement outlining the shared responsibilities for construction of a new portion of the Balmoral interchange. The agreement will be in keeping with the tollway's interchange policy in many regards, and particularly in that it requires the community to cover at least half the cost to construct the new interchange. This interchange has been on the books as a potential need for quite some time, and it's been a topic of discussion since the mid-90s. Current cost estimate is $25 million, as you will hear. It does provide an additional movement to begin work to bring what is a partial interchange now to a full interchange, and it also would provide some traffic relief and congestion relief when we see traffic backups on the Tri-State Tollway and improved access to O'Hare. So we do think that there are some operational improvements certainly that come with the constructing this leg of the interchange. As I was mentioning, as you'll hear in Rocco's presentation, it is slightly different from the way we've undertaken these interchange projects in the past, so we wanted to brief you on it and get your comments, of course. I know that the community is interested in moving, they've been working on this with us for some time, and are interested in moving to construction this year to support some planned development locally. So it is something that we'll be seeking to have some action taken by the board, potentially at even next month's board meeting. So, Rocco, do you want to start walking us through this new proposed interchange?
Absolutely. Well, I guess it's officially spring training because it's now that football is over. It's been a long time since I let off for fall. This is reminiscent of our upcoming softball season coming out this live every Wednesday night at Metal Steel. So,
we'll make sure all the board members know
only
exactly where
we're at the pizza parlor after the game at cost share. As the director said, I'm going to provide you an update regarding this overall project, and just want to re-emphasize too that this will be a project that will likely come to you again in February for further consideration. What I'm going to first do is give you an overview of our interchange policy, and then I'm going to talk some of the specifics about the this overall project. So our interchange policy that we had in place in the early 2000s and beyond was really more technical in nature, and it didn't provide much guidance on how to actually move projects forward from the local level. As some of you know, in 2007, the Tollway Board adopted a new interchange policy. This was largely tied in with the local contribution agreement that we had with the I-55 project. So our policy that we adopted officially in 2007 really includes five primary elements for consideration for us to move the project forward. First of all, we need a detailed explanation of the need for the project. And we really put the onus of a lot of this on the local community to provide this information. What is the need for the project? We expect an economic development analysis, we expect a traffic analysis, a financial plan, and resolutions of support from the surrounding community. All the projects that were initiated prior to the This is a policy that we apply to every project that's been advanced or even discussed since 2007. As I said, it's incumbent upon the applicant or the local community to provide all this information. So they have to first show what is the need for the project by providing whatever analysis that's out there, traffic flow within the community, how it might help the surrounding region. We also ask them to demonstrate the economic benefit of the project. Obviously, a lot of things that we want to do is make sure that there's a clear link to job growth, an expansion of jobs and access to jobs. We're not looking for just residential development because that ends up costing us later. What we really want to do, and I'll talk about this in a future presentation today, is how we want to make sure that we can link people to jobs or create new jobs. It's really about driving the economy, so we put the onus on the local community to provide that economic analysis for us. We also require the local community to provide an analysis of the traffic in the area. We don't want just an analysis of what happens on the tollway. We want to make sure that the analysis factors in what happens on the local road system as well, and I'm going to show you some of that a little bit later. And obviously then we look for the resolutions of support for the project, but one of the primary purposes of the new policy is to define the cost-sharing terms. Under the new policy, the maximum tollway contribution is 50% of the overall project cost, and this assumes that that the tollway would be leading these projects. The 50% could be less, but it's all going to be based on the net new revenue generated by the project over an initial 10-year period. As I said, these were projects that we typically assume that the tollway leads construction, so we assume that 50% of the principal project cost has to be recovered in the 10-year period. What this one is unique is that, and I'll talk about this again later too, is that the Village of Rosemont is going to be taking the lead on this project. But we do include require some financial plan from the applicant too, to really outline, to make sure that they're serious and they understand what it really takes to move the project forward from a financing standpoint. To think about it from, are they going to bond the project? Are they going to have a special service area? Are they going to have some kind of a financing district or whatever it might be? We want to get an understanding of how they will actually implement and finance this project. Yeah, the obligatory go backwards. To me, this map here is like that old vehicle that you get into that's got 180,000, 190,000 miles on it, and you turn it every day and it starts right up for you, just needs a little tune-up every once in a while. I've gotten a lot of mileage out of this map. You've probably seen it several times yourselves. I've used it in different presentations, most recently in 2010, last decade, in March and in June, to go over our interchange policy, and then I also included in some system-wide presentations. This is basically what this map shows is the interchanges that are in some form of consideration. This is not an exhaustive list of all the interchange requests that we have. These are the ones that are seem to be the most viable, that seem to be from an initial appearance meet some of the criteria and needs. There's three different types of interchanges that I have on this exhibit. What we have in red, these are, I call them just for purposes of this map or this exhibit, they're the type one interchanges. These are the big ones. These are the interstate to interstate connections. See, I-294, I-57, Interstate 88 at 290, I-294 at 90, I-90 at Illinois 93 or 290 out there as well. Those are the big ones. The type 2 interchanges are the yellow ones. These are the interstate to local ramps. These will be in Balmoral Avenue ramp is on as well. Another project we'll be hearing about later today is the I-90 at Illinois 47. These are the interstate to local roadway type ramps. Typically, they're state roadways is where we, state or county, or major type roadways. And the third type of project are the service interchanges, the green ones. These are projects that are areas that are already full interchanges, but there are some operational issues with the interchanges that we would be addressing over time. One that I'd like to point out that we actually have worked on it and can start coming off the list. Last year, we completed some improvements, fully funded by the tollway, at Interstate 88 Farnsworth Road, Farnsworth Avenue. We provided a second lane on-ramp through there. It helped operations on the tollway. We had backups on both Farnsworth and on the tollway associated with this ramp. So we made some improvements out there. Those are the type 3 projects that are typically funded fully by the tollway. The interchange pop. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, could you just explain, is the board involved in approving these, and if so, at what point in the process?
I actually am going to hit that. Yes, you are involved in the process. There are many layers that we go on. And part of the policy, and I'll touch on this later, and how it evolves. You know, I could get out of flow, and then who knows what would happen.
I know, I'm
terrible. So we've, I'm already out of flow. So one of the so we've got this policy that was developed. We've had some success with it lately. The one recently that we built is now off the map. It's Interstate 88 at Yola Road. It was a cost sharing policy between a project between Tollway, DuPage County, and in Aurora. It was, and we followed the cost sharing terms of the policy on that one. We've got some other ones that we're working on right now. The Interstate 90 at 47 project is one that we've looked at until really now as the model project. We had 5 different entities that are moving this project forward, and there's some commitment from the Tollway, Department of Transportation, Kane County, McHenry County, and the Village of Huntley. So we had 5 different entities all working together, not just working together and talking, but actually putting up financial contributions to make this project. So we've got an item that's on the board for consideration later in the engineering to start moving some of that forward too. But it's a very small step to move that project forward. It's just starting to look at some of the right of it, which we'll talk about that later. So we have had some success, but we're going to look at new and innovative ways. We think this Balmoral project might provide a unique way for us to look at future projects, and so that over time, over this year, maybe we could start looking at how we could maybe update our policy to address some of these changes. Now the selection criteria, this kind of gets, Madam Chair, at your question. How do we select the projects? Project selection is based on following factors. We look at, as you see listed up there, but we look at the traffic analysis, we look at the project cost, we look at the revenue projections, and we look at the regional local support. We look at the partial interchanges. A lot of these interchanges that we have on our system are partial interchanges. Balmoral is one of those. Currently it's just one leg of an interchange. The I-90 at 47 project is two movements. It's just to and from the east. Basically what happened when the tollway was built back in the 50s and 60s, completely different commuting pattern. People were really more interested in getting to and from Chicago as opposed to going to the west. So all the interchanges back at that time were really developed in certain directions. So those are other projects that receive some priority consideration. We do have, so how does the project evolve? If the project seems to meet these criteria, we look at it internally. We talk, we have a committee that reviews a lot of these projects and factors these things in. We work with the engineering department, we work with maintenance, finance, legal, business systems, I'm trying to think operations, just to basically, let's start thinking about how does this and project affect you. We make recommendations through the chief engineer up to the executive director. We take projects along, we take the board along with the project. This particular Balmoral project that we're talking about now really started several years back, I'm going to say 3 to 4 years back, when we brought an engineering contract to the board to start discussions. The I-90-47 project that we'll bring up later today is for a startup fund to start evaluating the right-of-way. So the board is brought along throughout the process. So there's a history on these projects, and really what you get is a sense that it takes a while for these projects to ultimately materialize into a point where we could actually start discussing how do we implement this, when do we implement it, and the sign on the dotted line type issues with an agreement. So that, under our policy, it does spell out the steps that we have to go through to ultimately take something to the board. So what I'm going to go through now, I'll just zip through this really fast, some of the benefits of the project, regional benefits, and some of the tollway benefits. This is the overall project area. A couple things I want to point out to you here. You've got here on the west side, this is all O'Hare Airport. You can see that airfield up there. We've got Interstate 294 here, I-90 up to the north. This is I-190, so this is in that whole O'Hare area. The project area that we're looking at is the I-294 at Balmoral. area. So you really get a sense of where this project fits into the overall region. It will improve access to O'Hare Airport. What we like I said earlier, we look at the projects that have some economic benefits. The village of Rosemont is they've got some ongoing economic development going on through here. You can see some of the future developments that they have planned, entertainment districts through here, commercial districts. I believe now the Chicago Bandits softball team, women's softball team, is going to be playing out there as well. So they're bringing in new attractions. The Rosemont Convention Center is out this way too. So you've got a big attraction type of a district with partial access right now. This also, you know, things that we look at, that this is the Metro North Central service. There's an existing metro station right over here too, interchange metro station. So you've got the right mix of transit, interstate access, development, things going on. Another regional benefit of this right now, the only way to get to the O'Hare Airport from 294 is to really go through those the 190 ramps, taking this through and back in, and really get this area, really draws a lot of people into this heavily congested area of 294 and 190. This project provides an alternate route to drop down and get out of that. One of the projects that's also being considered, all these other lines that you see on the map, are future projects that will be funded by locals, Rosemont, IOT, the O1T, O'Hare Modernization Program. There will be a project that extends Balmoral Avenue. Right now it ends at Mannheim Road. There will be an extension coming up mid-decade, 2015-ish or so, that will provide improved access into O'Hare Airport. So this is really going to provide a new northbound access into O'Hare Airport from a regional perspective.
Rocco, one question. Where is Irving Park Road in relationship to Balmoral?
Excellent question. Just off the map.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure.
I've got
the next one down.
Down here. Here's Irving Park.
Okay.
Balmoral is that blue line.
Okay.
Is this just going to be an off ramp for going north? Is that all it's going to be there?
Another excellent question. Moving forward, the project location, let me get some specifics about this. Here's the general layout of the project. Right now we're about 95% complete with design. We got final plan check coming up next week, and we'll be done. So here's where, from the current project standpoint. Right now all we have is, this is Balmoral at the top, this is the southbound on-ramp. That's all that's out there today. It's actually kind of a, I always call it the hidden ramp, because if you know about it, it's great. You could drop down in off a river road, come right in. There's barely any traffic out there today because it's only serving one lake purpose. What this project is proposing to do is provide a new northbound ramp from Interstate 294 to getting off here at Balmoral Avenue. Includes some retaining wall work, the new pavement, the ramp, and includes, as I say, and what we don't just look at what happens on our roadway. We want to make sure that when the project is built, that the local roadway could also handle the additional traffic, that we don't have traffic backing up onto our roadway as well. So there's some improvements that also are associated with this project along Balmoral. Typically, from the adjacent intersections is where we consider the project. The city of Rosemont is also doing some interior roadway improvements, part of this project on their own. So this is really what the overall project is going to look like when it's done. A new northbound ramp, some improvements on Baltimore to address the flow of traffic. I have to also mention this too. This project will be an all-electronic tolling project. We've got existing, we could accept cash at the existing plazas just to the north of there. So this will be yet another one of the all-electronic toll plazas, similar to what we already have out at Interstate 88 and Road. So there are some benefits. There's a user expectation. If you could get out, if you could go south on one ramp, you should be able to, at a minimum, be able to go northbound. Typically, what you'd like to see is full access interchanges at all these locations. This one, a full access interchanges, is, I hate to say impossible, because nothing is impossible, but since we've got so much going on in that 190 area, this provides a nice complementary movement, and it meets what the user expectations would be. From a benefit, there's a maintenance operations benefit. You asked the question about where's Irving Park. Here's Irving Park right now. So here, when our maintenance crews are out there doing the plowing, they come through the back end of the Irving Park toll plaza, go up off system onto Mannheim Road, go up off Mannheim Road, go east on Baltimore, I'll drop down just to plow the southbound ramp and hit through the toll plaza again. About a 2.5 mile loop just to do one pass through that area. So it's pretty circuitous. It's pretty easy. What this project will allow our maintenance staff to do, it allows some additional efficiencies. What they'll be able to do now is come right from the plaza, they do the loop-to-loop at the Urban Park interchange, plow down the whole time, then here, go up northbound Baltimore, go west, drop down southbound, come through the plaza, and it allows them to really be a lot more efficient. What we also like to is to it minimizes any of the deadhead time. This is not time spent with Jerry Garcia and Bob Weir and Floyd. It is time that is spent in traffic sitting at traffic signals, wherever it might be, on the off-system roadways. So it really pulls our staff, keeps our staff on our roadways as opposed to having them drive through that circuitous route along Mannheim Road. So there are some maintenance and operational benefits associated with this as well. As I said, the single pass is about 2.5 miles. Now we were able to do a double pass, get through our system twice in about 3.5 miles. So there's some efficiencies there. So, you know, we like it from that perspective. Project cost. The estimated project cost is about $25.2 million. That includes construction. It includes our toll equipment and construction engineering. I say right away is zero. Again, we look at the local community to show that there's sincere interest in moving the project forward. The Village of Rosemont has acquired about $4 million worth of right-of-way. We don't have to acquire any right-of-way on our own from the tolling perspective in this project. So that is one element of the project. I do have to point out that the tollway did do the phase one, phase two engineering. This was something that predated our policy. So we spent about $3 million. The Village of Rosemont has been for about $4 million on the right-of-way. And they're also doing about another $1.25 million in ancillary roadway improvements to support this project with their own development. Wilbur Smith did some projected revenue runs for us. Now, when we look at our projected revenues, we look at the diversions. This will take some traffic off of our existing ramps at the O'Hare plazas. It will also pull some traffic off of our River Road plaza. So Wilbur Smith looks at the diversions. And as I said, what we look at on our policy typically is the 10-year net new revenue projection. This one, you know, again, a little unique since Rosemont is offering the financing and construction of the project. So we've got a gross projected annual revenue from the Balmoral ramp alone, about $2.4 million. But when we look at the diversions, we've got about a net annual revenue impact of about $1.5 million. That's going to be associated with the project. We've also looked at what are the additional operations and maintenance costs. You put down new ramps, there's new tolling equipment, we have to maintain that, we need to consider that in things that we do. The cost for additional toll collection equipment maintenance, as well as roadway maintenance, is about $46,000 additional per year. This does not factor in the efficiencies that we gain from basically being able to do the double pass and staying on our system. So this is basically the overall additional maintenance and operation cost.
Rocco, if I'm a driver and I'm going to O'Hare or I'm taking my kid to the Nutcracker in the entertainment district there, I'm curious about the additional revenue. I'm going to go now. I'm not going to go because there's a Balmoral exit now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really wondering why they think there's going to be additional revenue because we have a north exit. That's, I think it's just going to take it from the other areas.
Well, it's actually, you're going to get more improved access through that whole area through there. Right now, if you're going to see the Nutcracker at the entertainment district, you're probably going off-peak times. You're not hitting that peak of the peak.
Right, but I'm still going to pay at River Road. That's what I'm saying. I'm still going to pay when I get off there.
You know what? That's another very good point on this, too.
You're just exchanging where the money's going to come in. You're not creating additional traffic.
Let me tell you, and when we set the toll rates out here, I should have brought this up. The toll rate that's going to be set at this plaza through electronic tolling, it's going to be an 80-cent toll as opposed to the 40-cent at River Road. So, and this is the way we're looking at how to finance projects. What we've always talked about is, let's make sure these projects are self-sustaining, self-financed. So there's an 80-cent toll. So there is that doubling on the toll effect through that area that generates new revenue. It will attract more traffic through there because that interchange at 190 does not work efficiently and allow that direct access into not just to see the Nutcracker, the developments that are going on, then also when that ramp comes in, the extension of Balmoral Avenue goes to O'Hare, that provides even a more of a draw into that, all the businesses on that east side of O'Hare, really the whole freight community. So that's where they're factoring things in. They're looking at the whole network to see what traffic is draw and where's the redistribution of the existing traffic.
Are you saying 40 cents with I-Pass?
No.
And then 80 cents?
80 cents, I-Pass only. There is no cash option at this location. Similar to what we've done at Interstate 80 to the old road, it's all electronic.
Would this also become an exit for the new casino and display?
Possibly. Possibly. Getting to the new casino display is...
It's a mess. It's going to be a mess, yeah.
This will be an option. The new casino is displaced off of River Road, 2 miles, 3 miles north of this. So your options are, you can get off here at Balmoral, you can get off at 190 and crawl up River Road, or you could get off at Toohey Avenue and drop, go west, drop down to River Road. This will likely be, some people might use it for this, because those coming from the south might see this first and get off. Those coming from the north are probably going to take Toohey.
There have been questions about the financing here. I myself have had some because I had a presentation on this when I first became chair, and I think I had a different understanding of how the financing was going to work. Because this is a new financing mechanism here where the community of Rosemont has volunteered to do the financing, I feel as a board member, and I hope others share this concern, that we really need to understand this pretty well. So my recommendation is that we set up a group of trustees to look at this in a little more detail. It's not to be voted on today on the agenda. I tried to reach Maria Saldana, who's gone out of town, but when she comes back, I'll talk to her and see if she's willing to share. I get the feeling that maybe Director Cannon inadvertently volunteered himself to serve on this working group.
It was totally planned.
But if there are others who are interested, if you would talk to me, I just feel as if it makes sense for us to walk through with Rocco, Paul, Mike, the people who have talked about this financing, so we really have a good sense of how this is going to work before we vote on it.
I think one important part of this that I looked at a couple of months ago is that we're going to contribute X percent of the revenue from this toll basket, so to speak. But we are not, because at one time Rosemont was asking us to put, in essence, the pledge of all of our revenues behind this. I assume that's no longer on the table.
That's not. And let's walk through our draft intergovernmental agreement and some of the highlights of it. And obviously we can work through some of these details with the special group that's been...
Because I think that and Tom's question are, I mean, we really need Wilbur Smith to prove up that there's going to be new users. Because it's hard to get your head around all these new users that come on because they're going to now go to the entertainment district who wouldn't go there a week ago.
Well, I think, you know, part of the calculation is certainly that there's going to be additional development there. And so part of it is a traffic increase as a result of the additional development. But we can work through that, I think.
If there's a special committee, Wilbur Smith really has to help defend it, because we're going to have this same argument only multiplied by 10 on the Western Access. Because if we ever do Western Access, then the question is, how much traffic do we lose on this side that's moving to the other side? And are we going to pick up additional traffic, or are we just shifting it, and then we're going to end up with a net overall no gain in income and a couple billion dollars in bond payments or something. So this is almost, because it's miniature, is probably a good test. But I think if there is a special committee, I think Wilbur Smith really has to make it clear how they see this extra revenue, because Tom's question is really valid. All I know is we have gone to events in Rosemont and spent two or three extra hours driving around trying to find the damn tollway or trying to get off to find the Rosemont. So it is a mess right now, and we do need an improvement. In fact, we use this to go back up north. But I think we were there anyway. We were going to the event anyway. So.
Well, I think this will lead into the discussion we're having later about evaluation on all projects. As we know, it's not simply a financial calculation and a traffic calculation. It's also, what is it going to do in terms of economic development? In this case, the argument is being made that it will have